Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
While I was studying, I stumbled upon some of the materials I'd read before. That is why it's good to repeat material sometimes. That was written by the man of God, Watchman Nee. So while I was enjoying myself, I was poured to talk or expound on that area. Hallelujah to Jesus. Watchman Nee died in the 1970s, I think 1972, from 1902, thereabout, if I'm not mistaken. Or 1912, 1972, thereabout. A Chinese preacher. I'm sure some of you would have stumbled upon that material that said, sit, stand, and walk. Have you seen that material before? But I'm going to talk, summarize it in two ways, sit and walk. Sit and walk. Grace, mercy, you created to cover me. Lord, you presented, then you prove it on Calvary with the blood that you tripped to catch me when I sleep. Lord, I'm glad, so glad you did it just for me, just for me, just for me. So glad you did it just for me, just for me, just for me. You guys have forgotten the song. You said I am the vine. You say you are the vine, we are the branches. You will never leave me. I will never leave you. You said I am the vine, we are the branches. We are the branches. You will never leave. I will never leave you, Lord. Oh, you said, I am the vine. We are the branches. We are the branches. I will never leave you, Lord. I will never. You will never leave me. Oh, you said, I am the vine, we are the branches, we are the branches. I will never leave you, Lord, I will never. You will never leave me. Oh, Jesus, you said, I am the vine. We are the branches. We are the branches. I will never leave you, Lord.
I will never leave you.
You will never leave me, Lord. You will never leave me, Jesus. You will never leave. You will never leave me, Jesus. You will never leave. You will never leave me, Jesus. I will never leave you, Lord. I will never. Oh, you will never leave me, Lord. You will never. You will never leave me, Jesus. You will never. You will never leave me, Lord. I will never leave you. I will never leave. So many, many people, they don't know that I made my mind to follow Jesus, to follow the Lamb wherever He leads. So many, many people, they don't know that I made my choice to follow Jesus, to follow the Lamb wherever He lives. Tina Yesu, Tina Yesu. I belong to Jesus, never going back, never going back, some. Oh, I belong to Jesus, never going back, never going back. Nina Yesu ne, Nina Yesu ne, Basanko. Oh, Nina Yesu ne. Oh, Nasa Handuna, I can't get no more. Basanko, I belong to Jesus, never going back, never going back. Some, I am glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to God. I am glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong. Oh, I am glad. I am glad. Oh, I belong to my God. I am glad. Oh, let's get seated. Are you glad you belong to Jesus? Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Hey, Arabashabakura Rabaya. Libra handa shabra gadush. Amen. excited? Glory, glory, glory. So when we say seatings, then we are not talking about children sitting and standing and etc. You know, for a moment when I saw that topic years ago, I remember I was thinking that's how it is, but that's not it. Watchman Nee was a very phenomenal preacher of God's word. God used him so mightily. And everybody comes to that point in their Christian walk with God, where they tried haphazardly by several means in the flesh, and they got tired. Are we together? Then they resolved that, Kai, it is only God that can cause this to happen. Every preacher comes to that point when they are tired. Are we together? And so he said he came to that point too in his Christian walk with God. That at some point he began to feel emptiness in his spirit. Having had different encounters by the Holy Spirit, having healed a lot of sick people, he still was feeling quite empty. And he was wondering why he was empty, even as a preacher. Then the Holy Spirit began teaching that he has to understand what it means to rest in Christ. So in Ephesians 2 and 6, the Bible says, let's see it briefly. And has raised us up together and made us to sit together in the heavenly places in what? Christ Jesus. So the Christian walk with God starts with sitting. It starts with resting. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews that there's a rest prepared for the children of God. You know, many people, when they become born again, they think they are just supposed to start running, sharp, sharp, start running. You know, no. It starts with resting, sit down. Rest in the finished work of Jesus. Jesus has done so much for you. Rest in it yet. Are we together? You know, yesterday, I was talking with one of the leaders. I wanted to go home, he just rushed to me and started telling me some things. And to him, they were more like an affirmation of things I told them years ago. So he said, the things are happening. You know, I told them many years ago that if you don't sit down under the authority of God's word, if you don't sit down somewhere where God's word is taught, and when you are learning God's word, you come to a point in your Christian work that you begin to become feel dry. You know, you may think or have the assumption that you have arrived. Because it's a system created by God. The church system. He said in the book of Hebrews, he said, neglect not the gathering of what? Brethren. Meaning God is not expecting you to miss a Sunday service. Because he understands the impact a Sunday service will have on your soul. Are we together? Are you guys here? So he doesn't expect you to miss. Why? Because this is a system he has created to help you grow spiritually. It's captured in Ephesians 4 from verse 10. Let's read it together. He said, he who descended is also the one who ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Verse 11. So when he finished everything on Calvary, what did he do in verse 11? He himself gave some to be what? Apostles. Some to be what? So after Jesus was done he was done with the finished work on Calvary, he said the only way this thing can become a reality in your lives is by this system I'm about to create. So God is creating a system, a church system. Are we together? He gave the fivefold ministry. If you observe, there are five offices here. Prophets, apostles, evangelists, pastors, and what? Teachers. Why did he give this fivefold ministry? Next part of scripture. He said, for the equipping of what? The saints. So why are the fivefold ministry given? For what? The equipping of the saints. You can't be wiser than God. Can you be wiser than God? If God thinks that this is the way you can be equipped, then there's no better way to be equipped than this way. What do you think? Am I right or wrong? Because God is the wisest. See what KJV said. Old KJV. Give me that version. Instead of equipping, it says the perfecting of the saints. You see that? So, if you don't come to church and are under the ministry of the Holy Spirit within the capacity of the fivefold ministry, your pastor can either be a pastor, an evangelist, an apostle, a prophet. Are we together? Whichever kind of pastor or covering God gives you. He said, but the sole purpose, the first purpose of a pastor in your life or a leader, a spiritual leader in your life is to what? Equip you or perfect you as the saint for the work of the ministry. See, he calls you a saint yet. He said, you are a saint, but the saint needs what? Perfecting. Meaning, if you find yourself in sin, you are a saint who doesn't understand his place. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Meaning, the potency to become a saint is in every one of us seated here. You know, in a particular denomination of church, some people are called saints because their Christian work with God was very phenomenal. People saw the glory of God in their life. People saw how different they were, and they decided to call them what? Saint. The Bible said you can be like those people or even better. Are we together? That seed, that the probability, the potency of you becoming a saint is already on your inside. When he died, was buried, and resurrected, he infused that ability on your inside. So the Bible said what remaineth is knowledge. Because if you go forward, he said for the work of the ministry, if you are perfected, what will you do? The work of the ministry. And as you are doing the work of the ministry, what is it adding up to the body of Christ? It is edifying the body of Christ. So as you walk perfectly in your own ministry, you are adding up to the entire growth of the body of Christ. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You are not called to work in several ministries and be helping the body of Christ. How you help the body of Christ is by being dedicated to your ministry. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And the proof that you truly understand or you understand Jesus or have become perfected is the next step there, which is what? The work of the ministry. He said, if you are perfected, what will you do? You will do the work of the ministry. So if you really believe you are perfected, or if you really know that you are perfected, how will you prove it? That simply means people who don't love to do the work of the ministry, they don't understand how perfected they are yet, or have not been even perfected, or are not aware of their place in Christ Jesus. Are we together? In a very kind way, we are saying, don't say, Pastor, you are talking to me. But in a very kind way. Because if you understand your place in Christ, you will love to do the work of the ministry. You'll be so happy you want to do it. Are we together? Are we together? Yes, the next part of scripture. I'm trying to find something here. It says, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a what? Perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature of what? Of what? The fullness of Christ. God wants us to come into fullness. See that? Hallelujah to Jesus. He wants you to come into what? Fullness. Hallelujah to Jesus. And that is why it's important that you come to church. Have you seen that? So if you miss church, these are the advantages you are missing. Because as you come to church, you are getting more perfected. If you observe, he said equipping, perfecting. It is present continuous. It keeps on happening. Now, if the church decides to have a Tuesday service, you attend. Because there's a curriculum for Tuesday to get you perfected. Are we together? If you decide to have a Sunday service, you attend. If they decide to have a workers training, you what? Attend. If you are a Christian that only likes to go to church on Sunday, you can never become useful to God. I'm so sorry, but it's the truth. God cannot use you. You'll be a Christian. The kind of Christian that you'll be is this. You'll just be at home admiring people God is using. But God cannot use you. If you ask the people God is using, why he's using them, if you check their lives, they are very dedicated. How many of you heard of the Azusa Street Revival? Lift your hands if you have heard of it. Where miracles happened. You know, some people were... I told one of my friends, I said, you should stop boring us with those things. People in this generation cannot pay the price those guys paid. I said, you are in church just 2 hours. Somebody's checking their time. Those guys had 6 services in a day. How many services did I say? They will pray, stop, take break, come again and pray. Bible study 5 times in a day. The concentration of the glory was so strong. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It was so strong. You know, if we stand here and pray 5 hours now, the kind of presence you will feel, you may have never felt it before. All people will know I'm saying the right thing. If we say we'll not go home now, should we try it? I say we'll pray 6 hours. We are just praying into Allah. 6 hours. The presence of God will be stronger. But after 1.5 hours, people are checking. I have an appointment to catch up. That is why it will be difficult to have that Azusa. If we must have such days again on the earth, we will have to gather ourselves and pray. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say?
Yes,
very important. And most people, when you are done with them from church, when they go back home, that's all. Most of them don't carry their materials to see what they learned in church. So it's not magic. You can't walk in the glory that way. Are we together? They don't even meditate on God's word. But that's by the way. The focal point is that you must be diligent in attending church, because church is God's system for getting your word perfected. And that is why Satan, understanding this, will fight your coming to church. Because Jesus said you should not neglect the gathering of brethren. You should not neglect church. And he has showed you why. He said, because I've designed you to be perfected in the church. Are you listening to me? Now the devil will fight you coming to church. On a Sunday morning, Nepal will just take light. Then you now say your clothes are not ironed. But is it not interesting that you've never missed work? Even why Nepal take light? How many of you have missed work before because Nepal take light? And when the boss calls, you say, sir, before I just started coming to work, Nepal took light. I'm so sorry, sir. If you have ever given that excuse, wave your hands up. Stand up. Come. He waved his hands. Did you hear what I said? You have ever missed work because Nepal took light? Come now. No. It's not a bad thing. I want us to want to hear the work you missed. Bring microphone. You miss work because Nepal took light. Okay. You tell us the name of your company. What is the name of your company?
Laundry service.
Laundry service. By who?
By Pastor Peter.
Who is Pastor Peter to you?
My elder brother.
Okay. So Pastor Peter is his elder brother. So he missed work because he's... So do you people understand why he was not fired? Wait, do you understand why he was not fired? Pastor Peter, imagine the person is not your brother. And he said he did not iron clothes, that's why he didn't come. What will happen? You'll be fired. But this one is brother, if you fire him, you go and meet him at home. So, I'm sure he doesn't even want the guy at home. That's why he wants the guy coming for laundry work. I'm sure he's trying to avoid the boy being at home. Is it true? Because he knows if he sack him, another people will employ him at home. And it will be bad friends. Are we together? That's why even though he's seen those, he still come to shop. Don't worry, just be coming. It's another agenda. It's not because of anything. Go and sit down. Don't miss work again. Hallelujah to Jesus. But nobody else has ever done that. Even in BSU. Some of you who are BSU students. You are writing an exam. And you just woke up one morning and Nepal took light. There was this dress you wanted to wear for your exam. You wanted to look different. You are boldly read and you have everything. You know, there's a way you read and be confident and won't have time to iron clothes. You iron your clothes. Then when people are just misbehaving around, you are moving sharp. But that day, the clothes you planned, Nepa Nan took light. Then I say, no, this exam, I'm not going. Or when you came late, you say, why did you come late? You say, sir, the cloth I planned to wear for this exam, Nepa took light. I don't know that American lecturers will pity you, but Nigerian lecturers will make sure the VC hears of that excuse. And you must be sacked. Or most of them will tell you, I promise you, even if you pass, you'll receive this exam. You know, in Nigeria, you don't need to know book to receive the exam. If you like, no, don't know. If they promise you, you receive it. Hallelujah, Jesus. So nobody gives that kind of excuse. Like yesterday in the leadership meeting, one of the persons came and they said, I said, why did you come late? They said, sir, we were pumping water. So when we finished pumping the water, it took so much time. Then we now bath. And that's why we came late. So why they came late was because they were pumping water. When water finished pumping, they now have to bath. So bathing is part of the reason. And pumping water was part of the reason they came late. And they were confident with the excuse. You know, they felt like the excuse should be received. Because it's church. Any kind of excuse can go in church. In church, somebody can tell you, the reason I didn't come, sir, was because I didn't plait my hair. Any kind of excuse can happen in church. But if somebody gives you an appointment where they have 100,000, sorry, 20,000 to give you. 6 a.m., most people are, if they say the appointment is by 10 a.m., 6 a.m., they've woken up and they are arranging themselves. In fact, they'll pray to God to give them favor. But where people get trained to know God, don't give all the kinds of flimsy excuses in this world. It's the devil. Let me tell you why some of you cannot walk in the blessing. Because you don't value God by these little things. You don't value God. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom. He said, every other good thing will be what? Added. You don't know your devotion to God is even prayer. Because if you seek first, he said, they will be added. So when you seek first, by default, you see things being what? Added. You are praying to God to bless you in a certain area, but you are not seeking first his kingdom. How will every other good thing be what? Added. That's why some people, before they even pray, God answers their prayer. Didn't you read in the Bible? He said, before you pray, I will answer you. Meaning that there's a dimension you walk with God that before you even pray, he's answering you. Because you seek first his word, kingdom. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Take for instance, I always use money as an example. The Bible said, we can't deny the effect of money. If I tell you, bring me 5K, some of you may even decide to leave church down to bring that 5K. Money is very powerful. Nobody can deny the effect of money. It's so powerful. Money is the reason why you see people in Lagos early in the morning go slow everywhere. It's money. Money is the reason why a lot of things is centered around money. That's why the Bible said you cannot serve God. Instead of saying Satan, Satan was substituted for Mammon. He said you can't serve God and Mammon. At the same time, it's not possible. Just like, for instance, someone is not in church. Imagine someone is not in church this morning. They say, why? He say, I'm at work. Such a useless work. That you are not in church because of work. You can quote me anyway. It's a useless work. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? No. Never accept that kind of work. That in a whole week you are working, including Sunday morning, you tell the person I have church, you say, I don't care. Don't agree. The Bible says, what can a man offer in exchange? It's a what can a man offer in what? Exchange of his. There is nothing in this world. These are important things. You know, some of you are wondering, sir, but the thing is going to give me money. And so what? Are you all listening to me this morning? That somebody is not in church. You miss church because of money. one thing I've observed in this world is that people that haven't pursued money are never richer than people that don't pursue money like them. I've observed it. Many people that are pursuing money with the whole of their life, many people who are richer than them, they don't pursue money like them. If you put your head on money, if you pursue money too much, money will not like you. I've seen it in many people's life. People are hustling, but they are never having money. They work Monday, Sunday, every day, but they will still beg you for money. You are not as hardworking, not like you are not hardworking, but foolishly hardworking like them. In fact, they can scam people for money. When it comes to anything money, they are inside. Before they say it, they'll say money, they involve, say yes, I did game. Yet they don't still have the money. The Bible promises us that they that set their eyes on rubies, he said, they shall earn in what? Nothing. He said, but they that set their eyes on the wisdom of God shall earn in what? In plenty. That's why the Bible teaches us. He said, it is givers that never lack. What a mystery. Not receivers. He said, givers. That it was... God, it's a big mystery. Observe people around you. Those that never give, never have. They never give, yet they what? They never have. Mama T was complaining something to me about a certain person she knows. Everything, the person wants all the money in this world, yet the person never has money. Never. Greed, so much strong, yet no money. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Very important. We learned this years ago. You know, many years ago, I don't know if I told you this story. On campus, I was saving to sow a seed to Pastor Chris. Yes, I was saving 50,000. So, I've done that several times. And one time, this young man came to my house. He said, Prophet Simon, I know when you started in Remedias. And I see how God's glory has been on your fellowship. How it has been growing, students are flocking in, and etc. And I want you to tell me the secret of this glory. Then while he was saying, he made a mistake. While he was asking, he said, we've seen how you are loving God and sacrificing for God, not like those greedy fathers of faith who all they want is money. See the words he said. He said, greedy fathers of faith. Oh, he made a mistake. Because I don't know that wisdom. When he said that, I said, you just made a mistake. I said, these greedy fathers of faith, you said, I gather money. That's my first thing I want to tell you. And I sow to them. He now opened his eyes, looking at me. I said, that's the first mistake you made. I said, I know you are studying the word. He said, yes, you are praying. I said, this is why you are not where you are. You want to be yet. You'll be stuck here forever as long as you hate those people that are over there. I mean, you want to be there, but you hate them. You hate where you want to be. You have a serious problem. He was looking at me. I said, pray too much, fast too much, but don't give. You'll be stuck here. In fact, listen to me, most of you. If they say prayer, God knows you can pray. If they say fasting, God knows you can fast. But where God knows that what he knows you cannot do is giving. That's why most of you, they say pray, say no problem. Fast, no problem, give. I'm busy, I have to go somewhere. God cannot be Lord of your life and not Lord of your wallet. He has to be Lord of your wallet. And when I say give, I don't mean giving to church alone. Giving to friends. You know, some of you have betrayed friends. If they know, they will even unfriend you. Giving to neighbors, giving to colleagues. Are you listening to me? There are some people that have sincerely asked you for money, and God wanted to use you to help them, but you are not available because of what? Greed. It's bad. The Bible says, he that gives to the poor, he lends to the Lord. Meaning you have borrowed God. If God pays you back, it must come with so much interest. Are you listening to me? You can never lose giving. You can never lose giving. And I said those words to him. And I told him, be careful. Because the Bible said the greater, the lesser is blessed of what? The greater. That's a formula in scripture. The lesser is blessed of what? The greater. That somebody is influential and has so much money does not mean he's the one to give you money. Are you people listening to me? So people are like that. They see people that have money, they'll go and be lining up for them to receive. No, that's not how it happens. When you see somebody where you want to be, the Bible won't teach you to go and honor the person. Like the Queen of Sheba. She had a lot of money and influence, but she saw somebody who had a lot of money and influence more than her. Who was that? Solomon. The Bible said when she was going to greet Solomon, having heard of his wisdom, his fame, his glory, she took a train of gifts. A train of gifts. The Bible mentioned the number of gold there. How many gold? Can you remember? You forgot it, right? Huh? But remember we did the calculation. How many billion? Almost 700 and something billion dollars. Go and check it on Google. They did the analysis. She carried it. Because the Bible said when Solomon pays somebody money, if you work for Solomon and you are from probably Otukpa, maybe Solomon is in Makodi. If you come and work for Solomon and he pays you who live in Otukpa, the whole of Otukpa can survive on the payment. That's what the Bible said. It's true. That's what the Bible said. Go and read your Bible. That if Solomon pays his servant, if the servant goes back to his village, the whole village can survive on the money Solomon pays them. So I'm sure they paid one of her servants and she saw how the guy was living large. Say, who paid you this kind of money? Say, Solomon. She didn't go there and say, Solomon, give me money. Solomon, look at me. Do modeling for Solomon. Solomon, you will not like to add this wife. So you hear a man have money, you start doing like you are possessed to get his attention. No! Are you listening to me? You'll be taken for granted. Are you being blessed? You should, because I'm saying the truth. So don't miss church and don't be friends with people that talk against church. Don't be close to them. Because they are causing you to run away from where has the potency to change your life. Are you listening? Oh, shout glory. Shout it more. Glory. So 4:6. 2:6, I mean, the Bible said we are seated together with Christ. Say, I'm seated together with Christ. All Paul is saying is that you should understand that you are seated on the throne with Jesus Christ. You are seated in all kind of victory. All kinds of victory. You are in the victory. Alright? You've won before you even attempted to even fight against any opposition in your life. You've won. It's not like saying that if you win, sit here. Then Jesus brings you to sit there, affirming that you won already. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Give me a seat. Pastor Peter, bring a seat up. Please watch carefully. Just keep it here. Who is very bigger than Pastor Peter? Jerome. Where's Jerome? Let it face you. Face you. So you stand here. Jerome, stand in the middle. Like an opposition to him. In the middle. So, imagine Pastor Peter is supposed to fight this giant before he sits down. If he wins the giant, then he will sit down. Is it possible? With God, all things are possible. But naturally speaking, if they keep pastoring aside, have you seen people that talk like that? If we keep Christianity aside, if I keep my Christianity aside, if I keep my DC aside, if I deck you, you can't keep Christianity aside. call him for 1 minute aside. And they say, bone. This man bone will be scattered into pieces. Pastor Peter. But with God, all things are possible. Because this is like the story of David and Goliath. He said, I come to you. You come to me with matchet. With this. He said, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. So that simply means Pastor Peter is even bigger than him because he's standing in the name of the Lord. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Jerome is standing before God Almighty. Because he is standing before, he's standing in the name of God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Yes, by faith too. I know literally it doesn't look like it. But by what? Faith. Alright. So, try to fight him so that you sit on the seat. Do you humble? You don't want to fight your... Okay, I understand. Okay, shift. Don't worry. So, imagine he has won and he's sitting. But come here, Jerome. Still stand at the front here. Face like this. Pastor Peter was there, right? What Jesus did is that he took away Jerome. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And he kept Pastor Peter here. But Jerome being stubborn, take Jerome for Satan. For example, after this service, don't call him Satan. Take him for Satan. Satan is very stubborn. Jesus has removed him. Let's see the Bible, Hebrews 2:14 in the Amplified rendition. He has been removed, though. We know that, isn't it? Let's read. Want to go? You people are not talking well in this church. Want to read? So that true experience in death, he might what? Make powerless. What? Him who had. Everybody say had. Who had power. Not have. Satan had. Are you seeing that? Him who had power. He's been made what? Ineffective. Impotent. When they say a man is impotent, he can't produce children. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? He cannot. Satan cannot produce any ability that can steer any human being to sin again. He's incapacitated. He's useless. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, if a man is impotent, it's better the man is alone, not married. Because if a woman wants a child, he cannot give a child to a woman. So Satan is alone right now. He can't produce sin. It doesn't have anything to do with, you know, any human being, because the capacity to produce sin has been what? Destroyed. He has been emptied of all his ability. He had power. I know some of you are shocked. He had power with what he's doing in our lives today. He had power. He doesn't have power. Are you listening to me? But why Pastor Peter is seated now? It is a proof and an affirmation that he has won the victory. Yes or no? Meanwhile, Satan will still be daring him. He will still be daring him. Satan will still try. Because although Pastor Peter is seated like this in the realm of the spirit, but he's walking like a mere human being on the earth. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? These are a posture in the spirit. Stand up. How he's seated is our posture in the spirit, but we're in the flesh. We're walking in the flesh, isn't it? In this world every day. So we walk, we buy food, we drive cars, we eat, we get married, and etc. So we don't look like we're seated in the realm of the spirit on the victory seat. So Satan will try. Do you realize that Satan tried Jesus? Jesus, who is God? He tried him because Jesus was walking on the earth like everybody. As long as you are walking on the earth, eating food, drinking, and whatsoever, Satan will try you. He doesn't care. If you have any height in the realm of the spirit, he will try you. But that does not displace the fact that Jesus is not God in the realm of the spirit. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He tried him, but Jesus is still what? He's still God Almighty. Even if he tries Pastor Peter is still what? Victorious. But he will try. The devil will always try. Tell your neighbor that wants to go. The devil will always try. Whether you like it or not, if you have done confessing in your room, oh, I've been born with a price, I'm high, arabagada. If you say everything, when you come out, he will try. He doesn't believe that you are everything you are saying until he tries you. And he sees that you overcome. Even when you overcome, you go and sit down and re-strategize. He will come back again. But he said, what would cause Pastor Peter to walk in a glorious victory where Satan has no potency to ever touch him? Because the Bible says he had power. He doesn't have power. What would make Pastor Peter to not be conscious of Satan's ability when he truly understands the finished work of Jesus? Is it the finished work of Jesus is not the ability to just fight Satan and win Satan? For instance, just pretend like he has won you. Fall, fight, want to go. Pretend like he can beat you. And he's on the ground. So they now say, who won? In boxing, now they now do like this. Yes. Is that not it? I know you are finding it difficult to believe. That's how most Christians think that this thing is. You know, I told you about one time I went to a church. And it's not like they are bad people. They were trying to explain how that Christians can win the devil. They did a drama. And in the drama, you know, these people that can always do it for us. Ola. Ola Deji. Ola, come and act it for us fast. We'll use Pastor Peter. So, they were doing a drama and Pastor Peter stand there. No, you're already on the ground. Just be there. Ola, we'll take Ola for Satan. Doc is wearing black. We take Pastor Peter for a Christian. Yes. Or no, it's Jesus and Satan they used to do. Jesus and Satan. So see how they used to act it for us. Alright, let's go. Action. Let me shift. Because this chair can just move. Wait now, you. They carry you and hit you, did not move. Is that how they do it in the drama? Oh yeah, do it. Act the way you are supposed to act. Oh yeah now. No, start again. One, two, go. Let's start. So Jesus will not do like he wants to fall. That's how they act it in church. That Satan will fire Jesus. Jesus will not like, oh. And Jesus will not stand up. I say, oh, deshi. Then what will happen with Jesus? Jesus will fire Satan. And Satan too will do, oh! And Satan will not stand up. Kai, you know, interview. He will not fire Jesus. This one now will be stronger. Oh, yeah, now. Jesus will almost want to fall. Then Jesus will not stand up. Then Jesus will gather all, you know, charging. Then Satan will be destroyed now. Even you are enjoying it. Wahala. We are trying to show you how wrong this story is. But you enjoyed it. You see the problem? Many people think that this is how Satan and Jesus are doing their things. That Satan will fire God. God will not know. Oh. It touched me small. And God will not know. Satan will not do. Oh. I stand well. No. Satan has no chance. See what the Bible said in John 1. Oh. In John 1 and 5. Are you sure this man will not go to Nollywood? Let's read. One to go. He said, The light shines on. Wait, oh. Give me in the NKJV rendition because I'm not understanding this. Want to go? And the light shines in the darkness. And darkness, hallelujah. not even the one I'm looking for. Give me 1 John 1 and 5. No wonder I was not understanding what was happening there. He said, this is a message which we have heard from him and declared to you. That God is what? And in him is no what? Darkness at all. Let's see the Amplified rendition. You're going to love it. It says, one to go. This is a message of God's promised revelation, which we have heard from him and now announced to you, that God is light. His message is what? He is perfect in righteousness, and in him there is no darkness at all. No imperfection. No trace. NKJV, old rendition, NKJV. We still have to go back to the old. He said, This then is the message which we have heard from him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. No trace of darkness. Meaning Satan has no place around God. No place. Literal John 1:5 says, the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The word comprehended, I've done that before in this place. The word is katalambano. Everybody say that with me. Want to go? Katalambano. And I gave you the meaning of katalambano. Can you remember? I said many years ago in the barracks, if you want to fight, one of the greatest mistakes you can make is that you are with your opposition and you are removing your clothes. If you make that mistake, they will beat the hell out of you. Take for instance, this man wants to fight me now. There he's removing his shirt. While he's removing it, we will rush him and because he's not seeing anybody's hand. He doesn't know where the blow is coming from. So we'll katalambano him. Pua, pua, pua. That's what the Bible says. Light shines. Darkness does not understand where the blow is coming from. You don't understand. You just remove your face. Eyes swollen up. Mouth broken. Everything scattered. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Why? Because when you are removing your clothes, you couldn't say anything. And they beat you up. There was darkness in this place until light shone. Isn't it? Anytime light shines, darkness goes away. It's the end of darkness. That's why the end of Satan in your life is not a fight. It's light.
Hallelujah.
If you know the truth of what make you free. Look at yourself for a minute. Do you think God created you to fight Satan? All of you seated here? You think God created you to fight Satan? By fighting Satan, I mean fight sin. God is so big and mighty. Satan has no chance around God. Listen, Satan is not the opposite of God. He is not qualified to be called the opposite of God. God has no opposite. He is God all by himself. Let me show you how powerful God is. It took Micah to get Satan out from heaven. If it took Micah, that means if Micah was God, Micah would have been a stronger God. Did you get what I just said? If Micah was God, then I wouldn't worship Micah. Because he's powerful than Satan. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Yet the Bible said, to which of the angels, including Micah, has he ever said, sit on my right hand? To which of the angels? Nobody is bigger than you in the realm of the spirit except Jesus Christ. Nobody. Are you listening to me? See yourself differently. Begin to see yourself from the lenses of God's word. Your potentials will become alive if you understand this wisdom. In physics, we say you now certainly have what we call potential difference. What you couldn't do before, you can now do. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
Paul said, I can do all things. Not some things, all things. Say, I can do all things. All things. Is it true Christ? I heard a preacher trying to make us understand that all things was not all things. Now all things was in the context of what Paul meant all things. Because you see, it's unbelievable to believe this truth. That the child of God can do all things. Say, I can do all things. God looks at you and tell you to do what he alone can do. What did he say in the Bible? He said, heal the sick. Didn't he tell you to heal the sick?
Yes, sir.
He didn't say, pray that I will heal the sick. He said, heal the sick.
Yes, sir.
Then he said, raise the dead. Then he said, cleanse the leper. Cleanse them. If you knew the Old Testament practices, when they say cleanse the leper, you'll be wondering, God said a believer should cleanse the lepers. That simply means when people are running away from lepers, because if you are a leper in the Old Testament, they drive you out from the city. Jesus said you are the cleansing of those lepers. Meaning when you see them, people don't touch them because they'll be infected. But when you lay hands on them, they'll be infected with eternal life. That's why during coronavirus, we're saying that they should leave us to be doing our church. Because if people with coronavirus enter, it will go. Imagine Jesus during coronavirus regime. Coronavirus. Imagine Jesus was in Nigeria or America. And they say, lockdown, lockdown, lockdown. What do you think Jesus would do? He would come out and say, let all the corona patients come to me. And come and hug me. And they'll be hugging him. And they'll be becoming infected with eternal life virus. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Say, I'm above holy. Never be net. So what is the message now? Ola, are you sleeping? Stand up. What is the message? Pastor Peter, sit down now. Opposition, stand in his front. Satan will try. He will come again. We warn him. Oh, Jesus has defeated him. He will come again. God is saying that, you know, sitting here is an affirmation that you are victorious. And not just a victorious person. Say, you are more than a word. You are more than a word. So even if you stand up fast, even if you fight these two people and they fall, hit them, let them fall to the ground. Don't say you are a winner. The boxing will say, okay, the winner is Pastor Peter. Don't be excited and say, I'm a winner. No, that's not your place. You are not victorious because you won these two people. He said, you are more than a conqueror. Seated far against what? Principalities. Far above what? Very far. Meaning these people, you just use one of the power in your toe. Look at how Paul casted demons. Handkerchief. The aprons and handkerchiefs of Paul, they casted demons. Today, we have men of God talking to demons. Paul's handkerchief and aprons. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
The aprons did not say, demon, where are you coming from? What are you doing in this body? You just show the handkerchief, the demon. Whew. In the days of Jesus, we saw how demon casting was so sweet and simple. Jesus would just be coming to a place. A man filled with a legion of demons. What does it? What number is a legion? 6,000 to 12,000. Isn't it? All of them in one body. What did the Bible say? Now, that should show you how desperate Satan is in need of a body. Satan really wants a body to manifest. He wants a body because he cannot do anything on the earth except through a body. That's why you should not avail yourself for Satan to use you. Are you listening to me? He's desperately looking for a body because no spirit has legitimate right on the earth except through a body. But when they saw Jesus, the legion of demons, when they saw Jesus, the Bible says, in one accord, like soldiers, they say, attention, the master has come. In one accord, they said, master, sorry, sir, for entering this body, but don't cast us out into the fire. It's not yet time. There's a time for them to get into the fire and never come back. What time is it when Jesus dies? He's buried and what? Resurrected. Are you listening to me? And now Jesus is dead, buried, and resurrected. We cast them back into the fire. When they see us, they're in deep trouble. In other words, Jesus is saying that if you are like me, and know the Bible says so in 1 John 4:17. Let's read it together. Everybody read. Want to go? Why? Is the Bible joking here? No. As who is Jesus, so are what? You. Where? I'm like Jesus. That's what the Bible said. What he did, I can do. What he did not do, I will not do. So say, I can do all this. Hallelujah to Jesus. So Pastor Peter is more than the conqueror. But the last example, sit down. So they will stand there. But because of you are victorious. You see, what will make these people powerful here It's not because they are powerful. They had power. Remember? They don't have power. They what? Had power. Oh, death, where is thy sting? The Bible said. Now there's no sting in them. What this man is supposed to do is to create a consciousness by the word of God that there is no opposition before him. That even if Satan shows up, he's seeing Satan as a specimen, not a person. Not an entity that has the potency to touch him. How many of you have gone to the lab before and you saw a lizard that was dead? Raise your hand. If you are, let me not use cadaver, because some people still run away from cadaver. Right? But of course, I know it's not easy to see a dead corpse and be working on the intestine and the rest. But you see lizard that is dead. You see lizard. What again have you seen that is dead? Frog. Snake. Cat. Rat. Mm-hmm. There's rat. Yes, there's more of rat, especially in BSU. There's lizard. Hallelujah to Jesus. When you are analyzing rat that is dead, how many of you have seen a rat that is alive before? How many of you played with it? You played with it. Or you ran away for your life. Most ladies cannot even withstand cockroach. Talk less of a rat. That is alive. If they just see it move. Ah, Jesus Christ. But when they see the same rat dead, they may be playing with the air. Why? Because he's dead. Now, Satan is not alive. There's no need to be scared of him. The Bible entails us to see Satan like a specimen. When we talk about Satan in church, we're not talking about him like somebody that has power. So, I am not wise if I come to you and say, hey, I have an announcement. The devil has power! If I say it, I don't understand the scriptures. The Bible did not say Satan has power. The Bible says Satan had power. So, homologio, saying the same thing God says. Satan had power. Satan does not what? Have power. If I want to talk about Satan in church now, I'll use Satan as a specimen. So you see, one time I'm talking to church now. One time there's one guy called Satan who wanted to try us. Who wanted to try the finished work of Jesus. But God came and dealt with him on Calvary. And forgot about him. Emptied all of his ability. So right now that guy, this is the guy, but you see the hand cannot do nothing. The leg is what he used to use and do this. I'll be telling you what the devil was doing, all of his ability. But how that the ability is now what? Useless. Stripped off. No ability on his inside. That's how we talk about Satan in church. Like a what? Specimen. And the specification is D. Specimen D. Are you listening to me? So Satan has no power. Somebody may go back home now. From this point. Now let me sit down. I'm not sure you understand this. Stay there as one of the devils. Hallelujah. As a child of God now. Oh my God. I refuse to fall. I am seated here with Christ. Are you listening? You say, Pastor Simon is sitting. Me, I'm not sitting. Even if you are standing, you are seated in the realm of the Spirit. How do I explain this to you? How many of you have ever, one day your father called and said, give your younger brother that 2,000 I gave you. Say, no sir, you are not in my country, I'm not giving. Because you are not in my country, you don't have authority over this house. And if you keep on disturbing me, I'll end this call on you. Why will your dad say, okay, no problem. He will end the call. Then immediately enters the house. You should be dead or you should have packed your things away from the house. Am I saying the right thing? That your dad is not in Makodi does not mean he's not the head of the house in Makodi. That you are not, hallelujah to Jesus, in heaven right now does not mean you don't have authority in heaven. God told Peter, whatever you bind on it is bind in heaven. Whatever you want. Because Peter said, you are what? Christ. God began to describe Peter from the lenses of the revelation. He caught. He understood Jesus as the Christ. And God told Peter, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth is what? Whatever you lose on earth is what? So Peter and we Christians seated together with Christ. Satan is still trying. Look at them. Lust, greed, humanizing. Let's categorize this in pride. Shift like this, pride. are those three cardinal sins? Lust of the eyes. He likes anything flashy. I wish my husband can propose to me with a Lamborghini and a ring on top. Lust of the flesh. Lust of the eyes, I mean. Then the pride. No, the last one is the lust of the flesh. Any woman you see. Any man you see. See his chest. Jesus Christ. Lust of the flesh. Now, the Bible said you are seated together with Christ. Even you cannot believe it. Me? Because you remember your sins. Say you are seated together. Far above. They told you were happy. You went home. You sat on the chair. You woke up in the morning. Oh, glory. I'm seated together with Christ. Then a thought just flashed. Samuel with Mosul and big chest. Just flash your mind. That's not it. Then Samuel that morning, Satan will inspire him. He will send you a message. Hi, baby. You see that? The woman seated together with Christ. Hi, baby. And you are wondering, Lord, what should I do? Lord, please. Lord, please. Then you reply, hi, dear. How are you doing? I want to, can you come over today? There's something I have for you. Then you'll be like, Kai. You see, you are struggling to reply. Should I go? Should I not? Meanwhile, that ability, that loss of the flesh has been what? Destroyed. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It has been what? Destroyed. What do you do? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me teach you how to do it. Thank you, Father. You are seated together with Christ. You've won all the victory. Lord, I give you praise. As you are praying, the thought of Samuel will come. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Open 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. Casting down imagination that seems to raise itself above the knowledge of Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Samuel is rising in your head because the battle is in the mind. Samuel, thank you, Holy Spirit. Labra shakataba. I am seated together with Christ. My man is in the future. The best man for me is in the future. And I don't mind waiting for the best man for me. I cannot cheapen myself to any kind of person because of anything in the flesh. You are speaking against it. Let me show you something. Goliath said less than 20 words. David said over 110 words. Goliath said less than what? 20 words. David said what? Over 110 words. So when Satan speaks, you speak. Thank you, Holy Spirit, I'm above. Never be net. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Loss of the eyes. You have money now. Somebody is in need of the money. In fact, you have partnership in church. But there's this wig. There's this wig that your friends have been wearing. Six of them have gotten the wig except you. Then the devil is reminding you have to get that wig before the price will go up. In fact, it was 230, but that week now they've increased it to 250. But you have 270 in your account. But last time you partnership in church was like last year, January. Where you have it. Now you want to buy. What do you say? Father, I thank you. Because the gold am I. The silver am I. The cattle of the thousand hills am I. I may not have now, Lord. But I'll have much more tomorrow. I'll honor you with my substance. And I know you provide for me. I don't have any point to prove to anybody. My friends can have other weeks. But I'm coming with a company for weeks. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's how you pray. That's how you talk. You have overcome the weak problem. The next thing is what? Pride. You are in church. Perfecting of the saint is happening. As the perfecting of the saint is happening, you were touching your phone. Then the person teaching you the word said, why are you touching your phone? They are teaching you the Bible. You are touching. You are you okay? And maybe the preacher has an anger problem. Or your leader said, you must be mad. Say, what? I must be mad? Eh? If I come to this church again, make I die. Make I die. Then that morning, you probably heard a message from that same church. It hit you so much. But you remember your hatred that said, you must be mad. Say, no, I'm not going to that church. I'm not going to that church. As the thought is rising, you begin to speak God's word. God resists the proud. Yet he gives grace to the humble. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I lose nothing being humble. I lose almost everything in pride. In the name of Jesus, Satan, get off my life. I refuse to be proud. I'm going to go back there in pains. And I'll allow oil, fresh oil, come out from this pain. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's how you win. As you speak words, you will rise above all of these influences. They will always come to try. After service today, they will try you at home. Satan will come again. Lust of the flesh will come. Lust of the eyes will come. Pride of heart. That is why you see some people, they promise God over 20 times. They still go back to it. You see, let me tell you something. You hear that a man is cheating on a woman. Or a boyfriend is cheating on a girlfriend. A lot of times, you think it's because they are stupid. For the boyfriends and for the men, sometimes, don't think that it's because they are entirely stupid. No. Yes, foolishness is there to an extent. But it is weakness that is in display. The things they don't want to do, they find themselves what, doing it. They have actually made up their mind. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Which man will see his wife that has helped him from nothing to something and decide to want to cheat on the woman in his normal senses? He should be emotional enough to say, Kai, I want to make this woman's life beautiful for standing with me through the thick and thin. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But when he goes out and just see that babe move, whoo, all the promise will vanish. And you'll be looking. In fact, the money they send him with, you remove it and say, hey, come, take. I have more waiting for me. If you can follow me, you'll find rest. And that's how all the money can vanish away. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Now, you may be saying, he's a stupid man, he's a useless man, he's a spiritual problem. That's why the Bible said, firstly, now they can be saved though. With the word of God, as they are hearing me now, if they receive the word of God, if you receive your word, you'll be changed. But secondly, the Bible said, for you not to enter this problem, say, marry a man that knows Christ. Marry a man that will love a woman as what? Christ loved the church. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Not because God hates the other people, but he wants them to grow before they get married. So that they will not scatter the heart of his children. Are you listening to me? This is how you win in life. Else you'll be in big trouble. A man said, I love you. He cries, he cries, he cries. Let me end with this. No matter how he cries, he will break your heart if he doesn't know Jesus. No matter how he cries. Even him will say, I don't know why I'm cheating. I just have to cheat. In fact, leave me now. I want to go and cheat. They have to cheat. No control. Is it that cheating thing? There's no control for it. If you like, go and do BBL as a wife. They will cheat on you. With a BBL not as better as your BBL. And you'll be amazed. That's why you hear women say, what do men want in this world? What do they really want? There's this useless action now. Satan is giving a description. Nice psychological description. Says a man is an entity of varieties. A man does not like one thing. He likes to try different things. Then they say, take for instance, a cock. You know, cock. Fowl. How fowl will follow different hen. Say, that's how we are. Male. Cock animal, man animal. So now you're an animal. Because you want to justify your foolishness. You are not likening yourself to what? Meanwhile, even science is calling you what? Higher animal. Higher animal is comparing himself to one of the lowest animal that he even eats. Say, I'm not Busuru. I'm God's image and likeness. So all of you looking at me now, one young man asked me this question years ago before I closed. He said, sir, no, he was telling me a story about his father. He said he fought his father when he was young because the father was cheating on the mother. He used to beat the mother. So he fought the father. He said he even blew the father and left the house. Since that time, he has not gone back to the house. Because the father said, for blowing me, never come back to this house. So while he was saying it, I were the same compound with the young man. In fact, in a day, he brings like 3 girls. So while he was saying the story and telling me how men are wicked, I just don't know where that question came from. I said, but now you are carrying women. Do you have a girlfriend? So he said, yes. I said, the one you brought yesterday, she's your girlfriend. I said, pastor, you are going too far. I said, the one you brought there for, is she your girlfriend? I said, no. I said, I know your girlfriend. I told him, I know your girlfriend. But you are bringing girls every day. I said, don't Don't you see that what was in your father is in you? He kept quiet. I said, what was in your father? That means your son will beat you too. It's a nature problem. And no matter how you are emotional about it, you will do it except you know Jesus Christ. Are you listening to me? Youngest listening to me, no matter how you claim to be righteous, no matter how you desire, sorry, to be righteous, desire to be righteous, if you don't stay under the authority of God's word, if you don't stay under the word of God enough, you'll find yourself doing things you're not supposed to do. Are you listening to me? You find yourself. Rest in the finished work of Jesus. Know that you are complete in Christ, not lacking what? Anything. This is how to walk in victory. Funny enough, and sincerely speaking, there is a hell. I hope you know that. See the goal of the devil. Answer me, you don't like this one now. Funny enough, there is a hell. Hope you know that. And if you live like this all your life, cheating, wickedness, stealing, the Bible says there's an end for you in fire. It's the truth, eternal destruction. Now, that's not the gospel I'm preaching now. But this is where Satan wants you to end in the future, because he's already there. He has come, but to what? Steal. To what? Sometimes people joke about these things. Satan wants you in hell. He wants you in hell. Don't joke about your life. Accept the love of Jesus today by faith. Walk with the Holy Spirit. You'll be so amazed 2 months from now the change you see in your life. Are you listening to me? It is only when you sit that you can walk. If you don't sit, you cannot walk. If you don't sit, you cannot walk in the reality. You cannot live above sin. It's only when you sit in these promises that you can walk. You can live like the devil does not exist. Are you listening to me? I'll build more in the second service. Bow your heads and pray. Lord, we give you praise and we worship you. We thank you for your word. Thank you for the entrance of your word that gives light and understanding to the simple. Lord, we pray and believe that as we have listened to your word tonight, we begin to see massive change in our life. Glorious changes in our life in the name of Jesus. Now go ahead and pray. Take some time to pray. And agree with the word of God. Agree with the word of God. Agree with the word of God. Go ahead and pray. Tell the Lord I'm seated with you and I'm enforcing this victory in all areas of my life. You are always fighting for us. Heaven angels all around. My delight is found in knowing that you wear the victor's crown. You are my help and my defender. You are my savior and my friend. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. At the mention of your greatness, in your name I will bow down. In your presence fear is silent, for you wear the victor's crown. Let your glory fill this temple. Let your power overflow. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. Hallelujah. You have overcome. You have overcome. Hallelujah. Jesus, you have overcome the world. Hallelujah. You have overcome. You have overcome. Hallelujah. Jesus, you have overcome the world. Dala braga subregedia pakarabaka ba 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 ba. You are ever interceding, and the lost become the found. You can never be defeated, for you wear the victor's crown. You are Jesus the Messiah, you're the hope of all the world. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. Hallelujah. You have overcome. You have overcome. Hallelujah. Jesus, you have overcome the world. Every nightthing must come down. Every struggle shall be true. You wear the victor's crown. You have overcome. You have overcome. Every height must come down. Every struggle shall be broke. You wear the victor's crown. You have overcome. You have overcome. Every height must come down. Every stronghold shall be broke. You wear the victor's crown. Oh, go ahead and pray one more time. Thank the Lord for this victory. Thank Him for the victory. He has given us victory. Woo! Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh. Shararabaya, Yahweh, Yahweh. So we lift you high, Yahweh, Yahweh. Shararabaka basukra bababaya, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh Shalabakabaya Karara Baba 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 Baba. You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from all my enemies, till all my fears are gone. Oh, you unravel me, Lord, with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer slave to fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Oh, your blood flows through my veins. From my mother's womb, from my mother, you have chosen me. Your love has called, love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. Oh, I'm no longer. Oh, I am a child, I am a child. I'm no longer. I am a child. Orarabha shakararabho shibrahanda yabakata. You split the sea so I could walk. My feet are drowned in perfect love. Yeah. You rescued me so I could stand and say, I am a child. You split the sea so I could run. You split the sea. Oh, yeah. You rescued me so I can stand and say, I am a child of God. I'm no longer slave to fear. I am a child of God. I am a child, I am my child of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That could not hold you, the veil tore before you. You silenced the bones of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring the praise of your glory. For you are, you have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, Lord. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory. Yours is the name, yours is the name above. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name. That name. Beautiful name, what a beautiful name. Oh. Nothing compares to you. What a beautiful name, that name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. As a life. And so ready to transform us. Thank you because our lives are changed forevermore. In Jesus' gracious name we worship. Can we celebrate Jesus one more time? Give him praise.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.